In the bustling world we inhabit, our mental health, often cloaked in the shadows of our bustling lives, demands as much attention as our physical well-being. We embark on a journey, my friends, to discover the profound impact our everyday choices, particularly our hobbies, have on this critical aspect of our lives. Hobbies, you see, are far more than mere distractions to pass the time. They are gateways to mental rejuvenation, a plunge into the realms of personal satisfaction and meaning. Whether it's the tranquility of a solitary hike or the exhilaration of a soccer game, these pursuits offer a spectrum of experiences that resonate with our innermost selves in extraordinary ways. Exert us in powerful tools in reducing stress. It makes no difference whether one is crafting a painting or racing on a track. Such activities are known to diminish stress hormones. This is a truth that transcends professional realms, touching the lives of everyone. From the serene shores of New Zealand comes a study revealing how creative activities elevate mood and foster a sense of flourishing. This isn't a transient surge of happiness, it's a substantial transformation in our mental landscape. But hobbies are not solitary endeavors alone. Group activities, whether in arts, sports, or other domains, forge robust social bonds. They are not merely enjoyable. They serve as bulwarks against the shadows of depression and anxiety. Now let us turn our gaze to outdoor hobbies. These pursuits are not solely for physical fitness. They elevate our spirits, sharpen our focus, and enhance our overall well-being. They serve as a vivid reminder of the deep connection between our mental and physical health. Here, however, lies a formidable challenge. Carving out time for hobbies in our frenetic lives. It's an art of balancing, a need to recalibrate our perspective on time, to be mindful of our daily routines, and to embrace brief respite. These are not mere suggestions. They are essential strategies to reclaim our time and mental health. This narrative transcends a mere discussion about hobbies. It's an invitation to introspection, a call to reassess what truly matters, and to create space in our lives for pursuits that nourish our souls. Let us not forget, in the grand narrative of life, mental health is the protagonist, and hobbies are not mere diversions. They are acts of self-love, rebellious declarations against life's relentless pace. As we navigate through the turbulent seas of life, let's anchor ourselves in the haven of hobbies. These are not just tools for survival. They are keys to a fulfilling existence, guiding us through life's myriad challenges.